Welcome to 30 Minutes of VOA Learning English, the voice of America's information service for people learning English. Join us now for In the News and American Stories, coming up after As It Is.
From VOA Learning English, this is As It Is. I'm Ana Mateo in Washington. Money. There are several sayings that warn about money. Money is the root of all evil. Money can't buy you happiness.But there is another one. Money makes the world go round. Money may not be the answer to happiness, but it certainly helps to have some. Later in the show, you will learn words to help you save money. But first, what if you could close your eyes and simply think your way to being rich?That is just what a famous book from the 1930s promised could be done. And now, there is a comic book version. Here for more on that story is June Sims. While you listen, I'm going to think myself rich. I am rich. I am rich. I'm super rich. I am rolling in money.
Can you think your way to wealth and success? Napoleon Hill believed that if you think the right thoughts, you can. In 1937, after many years of researching financial success and observing people who had become rich, he published the book, Think and Grow Rich. Although it was published in the middle of the Great Depression, it was...an immediate success. It is one of the most popular nonfiction books ever written. Forbes magazine says it has sold 70 million copies since it first appeared and continues to sell copies today. Napoleon Hill wrote at least 10 other books about success before his death in 1970.But none of them came close to selling as many copies as Think and Grow Rich. Smarter Comics has released an illustrated version of the book. Franco Arda is the company's founder and publisher. He used to work as an investment banker. He started the company 3 years ago with his own money.He wanted to create picture books that increase understanding. His versions provide much of the information that is in full-length books, but in an easy-to-understand picture or comic form. Mr. Arda says readers will understand and remember more about gaining success if they read the comic book version of Think and Grow Rich.
Because it's illustrated, it's a comic book style. One, it's easier to read, and two, it's also easier to remember.
Mr. Arda says he first read Think and Grow Rich when he was a teenager. He credits the book for much of his financial success. He says it taught him to change the way he thinks about money and success.
We have to start with your brain first.To subconsciously program yourself towards riches that you can imagine or that you think money, and obviously that you create a plan afterwards.
Mr. Arda says Napoleon Hill found that you must write down what you want to achieve, how and when you want to achieve it, and what you are willing to sacrifice for it.Napoleon Hill said you must read that statement out loud every morning when you wake up and every evening before you go to sleep. Smarter Comics says Think and Grow Rich proves that wealth is a lifelong pursuit, achieved by believing in the value of personal ideas. It says anyone can achieve their dreams by refusing to be stopped by temporary problems. I'm June Sims.
And I'm Ana Mateo. You are listening to As It Is Saturday. Just heard a report on how to think your way to more money. I tried, and so far nothing has happened. But there is another way. Next, we hear about ways to save money. Mario Ritter has some idioms and words that are all about saving you money.
Are you a saver or a spender? A penny saved is a penny earned. This old saying calls attention to the wisdom of saving money. Putting money away for a rainy day is another way to talk about saving for the future. People who hate to spend money are known as tightwads, while those who like to get the most value for their money are called thrifty. A thrifty person is different from a spendthrift. A spendthrift is someone who spends wastefully. People like that are often said to spend money like a drunken sailor, or like there's no tomorrow. In the United States, people who want to start a savings account have different choices of where to put their money. These include banks and credit unions. Credit unions are cooperatives for people who have some kind of connection. For example, the members might work for a university or a government agency. Most credit unions are non-profit organizations. Credit unions, banks, and other financial institutions pay interest on savings accounts, but the interest rates are low. Certificates of deposit pay higher returns. With a certificate of deposit, or CD, a person agrees not to withdraw the money for a certain period of time. This term could be anywhere from a few months to several years. Longer terms and larger amounts pay higher interest. People can withdraw their money early, but they have to pay a penalty. Another way to save is through a money market fund. This is a kind of mutual fund. Mutual funds invest money from many people. The money is sometimes placed in short-term government securities. Money market funds, however, may not be federally guaranteed like other kinds of savings. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation guarantees savings up to $250,000. I'm Mario Ritter.
And I'm Ana Mateo. How are you with money? Do you spend like there's no tomorrow? Or do you believe in saving for a rainy day? Use our comment section to practice some of the idioms you heard in the show. And join us again tomorrow for another As It Is.
In the News is next, followed by American Stories. You can read and listen to our programs and download MP3s at learningenglish.voanews.com. You can learn with us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at VOA Learning English.